20 people died and 1,500 homes were demolished or damaged after tornadoes cut across central Florida on Friday. 8,000 Florida National Guard troops have been deployed to help clean up the wreckage, and President Bush declared the four worst affected counties federal disaster areas. And while residents in the rural region mourn their losses, many are celebrating those who survived. John Sepulvedo of member station WUSF reports from Lady Lake, Florida, on one story of a seemingly miraculous survival.
87-year-old Jeanette Boyd went to bed Thursday night knowing there was a storm coming. She says she didn't think it would be that bad. After all, she lived in a small house, the only house at the Lady Lake Mobile Home Park. But then she was awakened by a neighbor knocking on the door.
About 3:15 in the morning, and she said, "There's a storm coming, and I'm afraid to stay here in my mobile home."
Jeanette invited her in, but quickly the neighbor ran back to her mobile home to grab something, and that's when Boyd heard the roar of the oncoming storm and realized things might get rough. So she went to the closet to grab a flashlight in case the power went out.
I reached up to get it, and just as I reached up to get it, I had it in my hand. The storm hit and knocked me down.
It wasn't just a storm, it was a tornado, and it picked up Jeanette's small, frail body along with everything she owned and dumped it 30 feet away. Neighbors say Jeanette Boyd landed on a mattress with a small chair over her, shielding her from other debris. Two teenage boys rescued her from the wreckage, and soon Boyd was on the phone with her daughter, Bonnie Beach.
My mother called me at 20 minutes after 4, and she says, "Bonnie, it's all gone." I said, "What are you talking about?" And she says, "I'm standing in the yard." And I said, "What are you talking about? You're standing in the yard. It's 4 o'clock in the morning." She said, "We had a storm."
It was also pouring down rain, drenching Jeanette Boyd as she waited for her daughter. The neighbor saw her, grabbed her, brought her inside the house, and dried her off. And by the time Bonnie Beach reached the neighbor's mobile home, she says her mother was worried about only one thing. Jeanette Boyd wanted her dentures.
I guess I was in shock because I only think of one thing at a time. And I think I was still that way because it's only when the need comes up that I ask for something.
Jeanette Boyd's family is thankful she's still alive, with the only injury being a gash on her head. Yet new frustrations are setting in. Boyd can't eat much because of her missing dentures, and what she can eat, she can't keep down. She has a hard time getting up and down from her daughter's couch. That's where she's sleeping for the time being. And Boyd requires several medications, and that's a big problem because her insurance cards are lost, just like everything else. Her daughter, Bonnie Beach, says then there's the biggest problem, how to save everything her mom worked for.
My mother's life savings are here.
Was it insured?
It's insured, but they're already going.
That's how Bonnie Beach describes the response of the insurance companies to the disaster, and that makes her frustrated. As for Jeanette Boyd, she's thankful she made it through. She wants to rebuild her home, and she wants to get herself a new pair of dentures. For NPR News, I'm John Sepulvedo.